Audacity. One of the six government ministers fired in St. Kitts and Nevis labels it a desperate move by the Prime Minister. With the Caribbean News Roundup, I'm Ken Richards. In St. Kitts and Nevis, the six government ministers who had asked the Governor-General to remove Prime Minister Timothy Harris because he no longer had their parliamentary support were on Tuesday fired by Dr. Harris. He also moved to have the Federation's parliament dissolved ahead of the hearing of a proposed motion of no confidence the six had been looking forward to debate. The Prime Minister's decision was announced in a national address Tuesday afternoon. According to the Prime Minister, he had taken a difficult but necessary step to remove from their positions those who he said had shown a disinterest in their duties.
Yesterday I asked His Excellency the Governor General, Sir S.W. Tapley-Seaton, to remove the Honourable Sean Richards from the office of Deputy Prime Minister. In his stead, I have advised His Excellency to appoint the Honourable Jean Hamilton to the office of Deputy Prime Minister. The Honourable Hamilton has been steadfast and responsible in discharging his duties as a minister of the portfolios assigned to him. I have also asked His Excellency to revoke the appointment of the Honourable Richards as a Minister of Government and to reassign his portfolios to the Honourable Eugene Hamilton. Deputy Prime Minister Hamilton will now have conduct of the department and subjects under the Ministry of Public Infrastructure, Posts and Urban Development that had been previously assigned to the Honourable Richards. I am also to advise that I have asked His Excellency to revoke the appointments of the other ministers who have thought it fit to disrespect the sacred trust that the people of St. Kitts and Nevis place in the government following our very successful general election campaign in 2020. As a result, the following individuals, namely the Honourable Mark Brantley, the Honourable Lindsay Grant, the Honourable John L. Powell, the Honourable Alexis Jeffers, the Honourable Eric Evelyn, have been stripped of their appointments as Ministers of Government. As I stated earlier, government must continue to function in the interests of the people. As such, I have advised the Governor General to reassign the portfolios of those members of Parliament that have been removed.
Dr. Harris also disclosed who would take over the portfolios left vacant by the ministers given their marching orders.
The Honourable Wendy Phipps will assume the additional responsibility for tourism and transport, including ports. The Honourable Attorney General, the Honourable Vincent Byron, will assume the additional responsibility for foreign affairs and aviation, education, youth and sports. The Honourable Akilah Byron Nisbet, in addition to her responsibilities, will have added the portfolio for culture. The subjects of agriculture, fisheries and marine resources and environment will be brought under the Ministry of Sustainable Development. I am confident that the government will continue to deliver the goods and services to the people of our country, as well as we have delivered over the past 7 years. My fellow citizens and residents, I have confidence in the people of St. Kitts and Nevis, and I strongly believe in their right to choose their representatives in free and fair general elections. The time for decision-making is at hand. Accordingly, I have asked the Governor General to dissolve the Parliament of St. Kitts and Nevis, effective today, May 10, 2022. I will advise you when general elections will be held.
One of the leading MPs, Mark Brantley, who leads the Concerned Citizens Movement, told OSA Radio Tuesday that in a desperate move, Dr. Timothy Harris had purported to fire all his elected cabinet members except three. Brantley also labeled the actions of the Prime Minister Tuesday as farcical.
Dr. Timothy Harris was given a golden opportunity by the people of our country and by his colleagues. Elevated as he was with a minority of seats to the position of Prime Minister. And all that we asked of him was that he act honorably, that he put the interests of the country first, and that he honor the commitments that we would have made to each other and to our people. Regrettably, he has failed. And we were forced to file a motion of no confidence against him, which he knew would have the support of the elected majority in the parliament. Indeed, it was set to have the support of some 8 and possibly more members of the parliament. He therefore would have become the first prime minister in the history of our country to have had a successful vote of no confidence in him. And so today, in a desperate move, he has purported to fire all of his elected cabinet, save 3, and he has also purported to dissolve the parliament without setting a date. I believe that today's events are really farcical. I believe that the Prime Minister, Dr. Timothy Harris, has rendered St. Kitts and Nevis, a thriving democracy, into a laughing stock for the region and for the world. It is perhaps instructive that this was a man who fought with us against what we considered the tyranny of the previous Prime Minister who had been there for 20 years. And they say we must not cry for who is going, but cry for who is coming. And so it appears that he is now far worse than he who was replaced. We, the people, must now decide what we want. For my part, I am confident that with the grace of God and with the support of the people, we shall right this ship. And the people, once they have spoken, will once more have a government that has respect for the rule of law, a government that has honor and integrity, a government committed to good governance and openness and transparency, and most of all, a government that is not about self and self-aggrandizement, but about the people of the country.
A dissatisfied pensioner is taking the Grenada government back to court once again. GBN News explains why.
Retired public officer Ms. Hermelyn Armstrong is credited as the woman who challenged government in a court of law that resulted in the resumption of pensions for public workers. But all has not been well, as Ms. Armstrong now says she's taking government back to court to settle unsettled pension payment.
That I should pay back NIS all the monies I got from the time I retired from government and NIS paid me. So NIS got $72,000. Which should have been my money. The government's supposed to give me $1,100+ as pension. They join it with NIS. They give me $224.20. That's the pension I'm getting from government. $224.20. And the $800+ from NIS makes it $1,100.
Ms. Armstrong, in a video that circulated on the weekend on social media, said while many are enjoying their full pension benefits, she is not.
I will be taking the government back to court to fix the pension, because if persons got pension, including a certain minister's wife, got the perfect pension, and I am still in the dog. Thank God I was still healthy. I got another job immediately. Like I left the job today and I got a job the other day because I had to work. I had a mortgage of $1,610 on my house and no income besides the pittance from NIS.
Ms. Armstrong was appointed to and confirmed in an office in the Public Service of Grenada in 1983. She served for a period of 26 years, 3 months and 14 days until her retirement in 2009, having attained the age of retirement. The High Court ruling, which was delivered by Judge Margaret Price Finlay on October 15, 2012, is that Ms. Armstrong is entitled to the sum of $56,724.59, representing her gratuity with interest at the rate of 6% per annum from the effective date of her retirement to the date of payment. In addition, she was awarded compensation by the government of Grenada, as the court may deem just, for government's refusal to pay her such pension and gratuity in contravention of Section 92, subsection 2B of the Constitution. Additionally, the court ruled that Ms. Armstrong is entitled to her pension at the rate of $1,134.43 per month.
The Wednesday Walk for Peace, Justice and Prosperity, as the protesters involved dub it, is likely to reach the courts. At least some of those who have engaged in the walk for the past Wednesdays. More from Roy Sanford.
Member of Parliament for the Roseau North constituency, Danny Lugay, has been summoned to court by the police for taking part in an event which organizers had dubbed Walk for Peace, Prosperity and Freedom. Online news portal Nature Isle News reported that the police said Lugay's action was, quote, against the Public Order Act, Chapter 1501 of the Revised Law of Dominica, end of quote. The summon from the police said Lugay took part in the event on March 30th, 2022 in Roseau without the written permission of the Commissioner of Police to do so. He's expected to appear in court on May 19th, 2022. And other people have also been summoned to court for taking part. Despite this, those who took part in the walk have vowed in the past that they will continue, and by all indications, the next edition will be held today, Wednesday, in Roseau.
In St. Lucia, the Minister for Ecclesiastic Affairs has appealed for tolerance of religious beliefs following a recent attack on churches. NBC Prime News had this report on the attack.
Chaos erupted at the Our Lady of Assumption Catholic Church Vier 4 after a man launched a Molotov cocktail inside the building.
It all occurred inside Our Lady of the Assumption Catholic Church in Vier 4. The usual Sunday Mass was being conducted when a man briskly walked inside the church and tossed two Molotov cocktails on a statue. As a result, the incident created panic and fear among worshippers. A handful of churchgoers attempted to subdue the individual while law enforcement officers were summoned to the scene. The alleged perpetrator was moments later arrested by law enforcement officers.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Wednesday, 11th May. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.